Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Long-term care facilities continue to face challenges throughout the country. As operators struggle to make ends meet, several South Dakota communities have faced the risk of losing their local nursing homes. In small town Selby, neighbors are banding together to ensure their nursing home stays open for many years to come. SDPB's Jackie Hendry visited Selby for a community meeting last night, and she joins us now from the Tom and Danielle Ahman Foundation studio at Northern State University. Jackie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
All right. Why are so many nursing homes struggling?
Well, it comes down to a variety of issues. We have a shifting population base, staffing shortages, and money concerns, more specifically concerns about Medicaid reimbursement rates. So the AARP shows that, nationally speaking, more than 60% of nursing home residents receive some level of Medicaid assistance, but that reimbursement rate for those patients or residents varies by state. Mark Dayock is executive director of the South Dakota Healthcare Association, and he says South Dakota has one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the country at $130 a day.
If you're a nursing facility operator and you take in a resident, you are going to lose over $32 a day to care for that person. If you look at that in the aggregate, that comes to over $38 million per year. Our average operating margins for a typical nursing center are actually under 1%.
So in other words, a lot more people are going broke in the nursing home industry than there are folks getting rich.
So that must have a huge impact in a state like South Dakota. How is it impacting the state?
Yeah. Dayock says in the last 20 years, 9 nursing homes in South Dakota have closed, and we have something around 110, 111 homes in total in the state. But of those 9 that have closed in the last 20 years, a third of those closures happened in just the last 2 years. So that rate appears to be accelerating as larger operators are finding they need to be pulling out of some of their facilities, particularly in smaller communities. But these issues are seen, you know, across the board in South Dakota and honestly around the country.
All right. Tell me about Selby. What's happening there?
Well, at the end of September, some Selby residents learned that the Good Samaritan Society is deciding to pull out of that facility in their town, which has been the case in other areas in South Dakota as well. In this particular case, there was an opportunity for the community to form its own nonprofit that could then take over operation of the facility. Now, Selby is a town of about 640 residents, and I was told at the first public meeting in the high school gym, around 400 people showed up to figure out what they could do to keep this home running. And at their second public meeting last night, I saw with my own eyes, easily 200 people in the gym came out to ask questions and learn more about what that transition process is going to look like.
They care. There's no doubt. No doubt.
A lot of
that.
People care.
Yeah. What does that transition look like?
Well, in part, it comes down to hiring some consultation. So Centerville actually did something similar with their Good Samaritan Society facility a few years ago. And in this case, Selby is working with a Nebraska-based organization called Rural Health Development. And this group specifically works with communities in these very situations to act in a management capacity, sort of a liaison between the outgoing operators and the community nonprofits that are trying to fill that spot. Ron Ross is president of Rural Health Development. His group manages 20 facilities across 4 different states. And he says this situation in Selby is very typical of others he's worked on.
That's why we have the community meeting, to get the questions out. People can ask it and also give people an opportunity to financially support the nursing home.
Because it comes down to money again, right?
Yes.
So fundraising is another big part of the process. And a lot of that falls to community members.
Wow. What's the goal?
$500,000 in order to take over operations by December 1st. They admit it's an ambitious goal and deadline. But per the meeting last night, since the first of this month, so 18 days, the community of Selby has raised $141,000 for their nonprofit, which is the Walworth County Care Center nonprofit. And they have several more fundraising events planned in the coming weeks. We've got a fish fry, a hypnotist and prime rib dinner, a quilt auction, a lot of efforts. And they were selling tickets to some of these events at the meeting last night.
All right. You're going to stay for one of those events? We'll go back for Selby.
Maybe.
So clearly the community has buy-in in Selby.
Mm-hmm. And that comes for a lot of different reasons. So the it's a small community. For one, that nursing facility accounts for about a quarter of the town's workforce, but also 45 residents staying in that facility currently. These are people's loved ones. And Carol Farney, a community member I spoke to last night, tells me her mother was a resident of that home for nearly 10 years, and she was impressed by the care she had got there. But also, Carol and her husband are retired teachers. They've lived in Selby since 1970, and for them, she says it's also a matter of looking to the future.
We don't plan on leaving this community, and down the road, we both might need a facility like this, and I want to keep it open and running for the other people, too, that are aging, and maybe someday we'll need it.
And that's the idea for many of these advocates, like Mark Dayock with the South Dakota Healthcare Association, Ron Ross with Rural Health Developers, looking to the future and providing care for our loved ones and perhaps even ourselves, especially in these communities that are pretty far removed from larger places in the area, and folks want to stay at home.
Right, because if that community facility is gone and you start looking at your own future, you have to start making those decisions about where you're going to live. The community could suffer even more and shrink further. Lots at stake here. So what's ahead? What's next?
Well, Selby is going to continue to work toward their funding goal. Ron Ross and others express confidence that things are going to go smoothly. But both Dayock and Ross say that this trend isn't likely to change until we address the Medicaid reimbursement rates. And Ross says without legislative action to increase allocations to Medicaid, it's much more likely that more and more communities are going to have to make some of the same choices that we're seeing in Selby and other places around the state.
So federal legislative action or state legislative action?
State legislative action was what he was pointing to.
All right. So you're at this meeting. There's upwards to or more than 200 folks in the room. What's the tone of the room? Sort of describe what that was like.
Well, a round of applause when we hear $141,000 so far.
Right.
But otherwise, some folks concerned. A gentleman whose mother is a resident at the facility wanting to know, well, I haven't heard anything. We're supposed to receive a 60-day notice of closure, and I haven't heard anything yet. And Ron Ross says, well, that's because we're doing everything we can to make sure that it doesn't close,
right.
That we don't need to send that notice. Also, a lot of really well-informed questions about how this change will impact Center for Medicaid and Medicare evaluations, and how is Rural Health Developers better in their overhead than Good Samaritan Society and things like that. And basically, everyone is curious about what they need to know about the future. Right. And so far, things looking very optimistic.
Right. And they're going home and getting educated with, internet resources and everything they can find to sort of ask some of those questions. Are there, funding opportunities from grants, either in the state or in other, national organizations that look at this kind of problem for these kind of communities?
Well, the Selby nonprofit was actually visited by a representative from the South Dakota Economic Development Board, I guess, office in Pierre, where they discussed some possibilities of grants that are available. I don't know any like specifics, but that's something that the nonprofit is looking towards. But in most cases, Ron Ross tells them that in a lot of situations, it's about who you know from your community who maybe went and started a foundation. Sure. He talks about a facility they started in Iowa where it was someone went to high school with someone who had a foundation and lent them or donated $500,000 to their facility. So you never know who's around who might care about your community and be willing to give those funds to help out.